fertile grounds. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. This morning, thanks to God, as we're getting ready to enter into a new year, exit the old year, enter to a new year. And this morning message today, I would like to share with you with some thoughts about how we can enter into the coming year with a profound sense of God's presence. This will give you the faith to face all the many challenges that shall come your way in this coming year. The Christian life is a life of faith, meaning we must have the ability to see and perceive those things that are in the heart of God that He desires to release into our life. When we are walking in an acute sense of His presence, we are able to see and face problems, undertake tasks, meet emergencies, and to dedicate ourselves to the opportunity that come our way with a greater degree of power and zest. We see in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, and I'm coming out the New International Version, and it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who eagerly seek Him." Amen. So we see, saints of God, no matter what problem that we face, our first direction is to seek God, seek Him with faith. God desires to be with us in all that we do. He is there for us no matter what it may be, whether we are facing problems that seem impossible, undertaking various tasks, meeting emergency, or taking advantage of opportunities that come your way. God wants you to know He is with you in all that you do, not only today, but into the coming year. We see in Isaiah 42, verse 16, it says, I will lead the blind by the way that they have not known, a long, unfamiliar path. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rugged places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake thee. So, in other words, God telling you He will not forsake you, not now and not in the coming year. So we see, thanks to God, no matter what the problem is, no matter what you think the new year will bring you, God will not leave you, nor will He forsake you. We see in Isaiah 46 and 4, it says, "Even to your old age and gray hair, I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you." So, in other words, thanks to God, with this in mind, I would like to share with you some direction you need to be looking in the sense God's awesome hand at work in your life. So, first of all, we got to have faith. We got to open up our faith. We got to grow our faith. In other words, we got to depend on the Lord. Yeah. That's the first direction. Seek His face. Yeah. The direction to look for God, some direction to look for God, is to look back. Mm-hmm. Not over your troubles, thanks to God, but look back over the things where He brought you through. Amen. If He brought you through it, He will do it again. Amen. He is a God of second chance. In Philippians 4 and 8, it says, "Finally, brother, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is noble, whatsoever is right, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is admirable, what if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such thing. So we see we got a direction is to look back on the things that brought us this far. We got to look on the things that's what is noble, things what is just, what things that are pure, whatever things that are lovely, whatever things that are good or of a good report. If there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on those things. Look back on those things. No, because in our society, saints of God, we see there's so much going on to gravitate our attentions to that, but we got to think on the things of God. We got to think on, you know, to renew our minds to the things of God. No matter what we're going through, we still got to look back on the things that God had brought us through. It takes the time to look back over the past and identify those times in which you have evidence of faith in overcoming doubt, sin, unbelief, or anything else. Identifying those times you saw yourself go from despair to courage in the midst of suffering or situations that seem impossible to overcome. As you look back and see how the hands of God was at work in your deliverance, take the time to give him thanks for all that he did. We see in Psalms 105, verse 1, it says, give thanks unto the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nation what he have done. So look back on what he have done for you in 2018. And as we get ready to go in 2019, look back. Don't look back on the negative. Look back on the positive. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we're talking positive. We're talking life. We're not talking death. We're not looking back at the negative. We're looking back at the positive, what God have done. And be thankful for what he have done. He have brought us a mighty long ways. I know I'm not old as some of you that is in here, but yet still, God had brought me a long, mighty long ways. He have did mighty and wonderful work in my life, and I myself have to say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Also, we see in Psalms 140 and 13, it says, surely the righteous will praise your name, and the upright will live before you. So, saints of God, as we praise his name, as we enter into 2019, let's remember, let's praise his name. Mm-hmm. Let's try to live upright. As we go forth, let's try to live each and every day better and better, righteous and righteous, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Let's live that way. Don't look back. Like I said, it is very important to understand, saints of God, don't look back on the negative. What's in the past, that's in the past. The negative, because that can bring depression. It can bring you down. Oh, it's me. This happened, I remember. Learn from your mistake and move forward. As you take the time to meditate on these things and give God thanks for his many blessings in your life, you will experience a fresh sense of his presence preparing you for what yet ahead in this coming new year. Also, the direction that we need to take, saints of God, is to look inward. We need not only look back, but we need to look inward. Psalms 51, verse 6 through 8. It said, surely you desire truth in the inner part. You teach me wisdom in the inmost places. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Watch me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let my Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have cursed rejoice. Hide your face from me, your sin, blot out all of my iniquity. So in other words, saints of God, take stock in yourself. Look at your relationship with God and with others and your stewardship over all that God has given you. Hold each area of your life alongside God's standing and pray to grow in faithfulness and in holiness. Psalm 139, it says, I'm not going to be before you long, thanks God. Just something to bring you, just some direction that bring you into the new year. 139, verse 23 and 24, it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offense way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So in other words, saints of God, we need to look inward, making sure that we is pure. And when you be pure, you think on the thing, like in Philippians said, think on these things. That'll make your mind pure. It'll make your spirit pure because you're thinking on the things of God, not on the things of this world. So look inward. Have I sinned? Am I having these thoughts of the world instead of the thought of God? So look inward. Direction is look inward to yourself, making sure that yourself is right with God. So we got to search ourselves. Not only we search ourselves, but we ask the Lord to search us. Search me, O God. And because he knows, even sometimes we get to the point, thanks to God, where we think, okay, I ain't did nothing. I haven't sinned, but you don't know some thing that you might have in you that took root, you didn't even know. It just became so common to you that you don't even know that it's there. So we have to ask God to search you. And the Holy Spirit will bring it up. Well, this is not according to the word. This is not of God. It will bring you up. And you have to pray about and have that seed, that rotten seed, rooted out of you. Not just a seed, but you got to get the root of it and get it out of you. So you got to ask the Lord to search me, O God, to search you, O God. We also see in Psalms 26, in the inward search, Psalms 26, it says, 26, 2 and 2 to 3, it said, test me, O Lord, and try me, examine my heart and my mind. For your love is ever before me, and I walk continually in your truth. So not only we ask the Lord to search us, we ask the Lord to test us. Are we on that right path that he has put us on, he has ordained for us to walk on? So we have to not only ask him to see and seek his face, ask him to search us, but we have to ask him to test us, to see are we right with him. Because when we be right with God, no oppression, no discouragement will overtake you. It will not take you. So like this is something that we have to, I know it's hard, because the flesh gonna rise up. Any opportunity that the devil have, he gonna try to come against you with something. When you, like the old saying said, when you take one step, the devil try to knock you back too. But we got to make sure that we stand in the word of God. So as you take the time to look inward, you will be blessed, encouraged when you see the many areas where you did well, and you will sense great hope when you sense God's help, encouragement, and leading, and to overcome those areas that you failed in. Be honest with God and yourself, and you shall experience a greatness, a great refreshing from Him that will give you the enthusiasm you need to change. So in other words, thanks God, we got to be honest with ourselves. Although God knows when you're not honest, He knows your heart. So not only be honest with God, be honest with yourself. That's the biggest thing, because sometimes we lie to ourselves sometimes. Say, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, and know all the time, with that thought and that desire for you to do it, you're still doing wrong. Because it's a thought. That thought become action. So we have got to, like I said, all that lead back to Philippians. Oh, amen. Also, we see in the direction that we have to take, we have to, another direction we have to take, we see it in Acts chapter 3, verse 19. It said, repent then and turn to God so that your sin may be wiped out, that time of refreshing may come from the Lord. So we see, as we repent, refreshing, God will give you, as we repent, God will give you that freshness. He will give you that fresh anointing. He will give you that freshness that you need to go forth, you know, for that change in your life. So we repent, therefore, to be converted, and that our sin may be blotted out, so the time of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Also, we see for the inward direction that we need to take, we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 through 11. It said, godly sorrow bring repentance that lead to salvation and leave no regret, but worldly sorrow bring death. See what this godly sorrow have produced in you, what eagerness to clear yourself, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point you have proved yourself to be innocent in this manner. So as we look inward, saints of God, and the direction of making sure that anything that's within us, within our heart, within our spirit, that it is pure. We want everything to lead us on the path that God has for us to go. So in all things, you've got to prove to yourself to be clear in all matters. That's the bottom line. Make sure that you can prove yourself to be clear of everything that is not of God. It's going to be hard, so that's why you have to ask God to search you and to test you. Also, the third direction that we need to look is look to Jesus. Very important, saints of God. This is the direction we need to, for the new year, is look to Jesus. We see in chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, it said, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that is easily entangled. Let us run with perseverance the race marked cut for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorned in shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So we see, thanks God, since Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, this means he is also at work right now with our life. As long as we keep looking to him, we will find the sufficient to move forward in the many areas we are daily being challenged in. So long as we continue to focus and seek God's face in our daily activity, nothing in this society can stop us. Nothing. We will have trials and tribulation, but the thing is, looking toward Jesus, he will give you the victory. That's the overall, the victory. The Bible said we're going to have trials and tribulation, but we will overcome because Jesus overcome. We is the overcoming. We is the conquerors. We is more than a conqueror.
Amen.
So we will overcome that trial that any society would throw at us. In the midst of temptation, problems, difficulties, sorrow, various tasks, and opportunity that will surely come your way during this coming year, stay focused on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. He is there to help you through any situation you may encounter, not only the new year, but the next 2 days that we have in this year. He will help you. He is willing to help you. But one thing, we got to take our hand off all these situations and let God. We got to let go and let God. Because sometimes we get in a situation, this is not what I would do and everything. It's not about you. If we get that in our brain housing group, it's not about us. It's about God. So when we let go and let God, the situation will get better. Every time we put our little 2 cents in, things will mess it up. You know, we don't want to be like Sarah and Abraham. We don't want to be, to help him out. We don't want to be like Sarah to help God out. God knows what he's doing. So we just let go and let God. So that's one of our problems. We want to fix it until it gets so mixed up, then we tell God, can you, will you? Although he's a loving God, yes, he's going to reach down and bring you out of that situation, but we got to be careful, saints of God. When we go into 2019, let's just give it over to God, give it to him, let him have it, whatever the situation is, because he is big enough to take care of it. Also, we see in Psalms 28, verse 7, it says, the Lord is my strength and my shield, my heart trusts in him, and I am helped, my heart leap for joy, and I will give thanks to him in songs. So in other words, thanks God, like I said, he is our help. Just turn it over to him and let him do his thing. We got to put in our heart, we got to trust him. See, that's some of our trouble right there. We don't really, truly surrender and trust God with our whole heart. That's the problem, saints of God. We might say that we trust God, but do we really, with our whole heart, trust God with our life, with our soul, with our body, with our finance, with our family, with our job? Anything, do we really trust God? Because like I said, we have to put our 2 cents in there and mess up stuff because God, we might feel that God is not there when we really need him. But saints of God, God might not be there when you think that you need him, but he is there right on time. And every time he is right there. He will, like his word said, he will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. So as you endeavors to stay focused on Jesus, you will encounter his presence, which will give you that extra added dimension to your faith that will encourage you to boldly move forward in every area of your life. We see that in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6, it says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we said with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? So in other words, saints, again, it's saying God is our helper. He will not forsake us. And as we look inward, being pure, focused on Jesus, we'll have that confidence to say, what can man do to me? Man cannot do anything to you that God said no. Because when God said no, do not touch this. This is mine. Do not touch it. Man, devil, or nothing else cannot touch you. You is covered. You is covered, thanks to God. So we got to get out of that stage of fear and frustration. Yes, life will make you go there, get frustrated, and put you in fear. But we got to trust God, because he is our helper. He is our shield. He is our refuge. So we got to learn how to really trust God, because the Lord, he is my helper. And I will fear not what man can do to me. Remember, he is your sufficient, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Also, the last one we see, thanks God, well, not the last one, but another direction that we can take into the new year is look to the world. It's not what you think, looking to the world, but look at the world through the eyes of Jesus. We got to look at the world through the eyes of Jesus and serve them with love and compassion. Getting involved in the Lord's harvest or soul keeps you in the presence of God. We see in John, looking to the world, we see in John chapter 4, verse 35. It said, then his disciples said to each other, could anyone have brought him food? Even now, the reaper draw his wedge. Even now, he harvest the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. That's 35. So we see that when we focus our eyes on the world through Jesus' eyes, we see that there are souls to be won. It is our job and our responsibility as believers to go out and bring in the souls for God's kingdom. We're looking through the eyes, looking to the world through Jesus' eyes. Also, Matthew 9, it says, 9:36 through 38, it says, when he saw the crowd, He had compassion on them because they was hastened and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plenty, but the workers is few. Ask the Lord of the harvest. Therefore, to send our workers into the harvest field, to his harvest field. So, thank God, like I said, looking through Jesus' eyes, there's plenty of souls out there need saving. Amen. We cannot save them, but we can lead them to the one that can save them. The harvest is plenty. It is ripe. And it's our responsibility to go out there and witness and bring them into the kingdom of God. The last one is direction for 2019 will be looking forward. We'll look back. We'll look inward. We'll look to the world. We'll look to Jesus. Now we're looking forward. We see in Philippians 1 and 6, Philippians 1 and 6, it says, being confident in this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. So, in other words, saints of God, because God will be with us, we can look to each new day with keen anticipation. Faith called us to move into this new year to face problems, undertake tasks, meet emergencies, and dedicate ourselves to the opportunity the year will present. We can go forth with confidence knowing that God is at work in us as we are his children who will be led by him in our journeys from day to day. So in other words, thanks to God, we being God's children, we shouldn't have the fear. We can go into the next year without fear, but we can face anything that come our way because we have prepared ourselves in the direction knowing that God is able. We can turn it all over to him. So whatever you're going through, whatever that's bothering you, whatever sickness that you may have, whatever financial problem that you may have, well, I should say that we may have, because me included, whatever, we just got to go into the new year depending totally on God. Because, you know, I myself, you know, I'm getting ready to retire. And, you know, I was talking to Tammy, you know, wife and everything. And I was telling her, I said, you know, I got a good peace about this. You know, I'm not worried, you know, I'm not that worried about, okay, well, what we're going to do, what we're going to, you know, how we're going to do this and everything. I told her, I got peace. Amen. I got peace about it. I prayed about it. I turned it over to the Lord. And so for me, I'm just give all to God. Amen. Because he brought us this far. I'm trusting him to take us on. So we see, because God is with us, we can look, like I said, we can look and depend on him. Mm-hmm. Proverbs, last one, Proverbs 29. Verse 18, it says, where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keep the law. So, in other words, thanks to God, we got to focus on God. We got to have that revelation that God will, God is, and he will do. He is able to do what he said he would do. So in conclusion, we can enter this new year with a sense of God present if we look to him in each of these directions. He is there to help us through every trial, every temptation, every task, no matter what it is. He is all sufficient for us for the coming year. So let each one of us resolve to run with patience the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus to find the way. He is there to meet you each and every step that we take. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Reed. Anybody take some notes in here besides me? That's good. There's a preacher and there's a teacher, right? There's a preaching and there's the teaching. I got me some good notes. I'm really, really focusing in on looking to Jesus, Pastor. Looking to Jesus. Might take you back a few years. In grade school, some of you might have to go back a few more years than me, not too many. They used to let you go outside and play a lot more than what they used to. Let you be a kid. Enjoy what God has made and friends and just get outside and just enjoy one another instead of be so into that book. But anybody remember taking the magnifying glass when all the leaves have fallen and they were getting all dry and brittle? And you could take that magnifying glass. If you hit that thing just right and that sun come through there, you can get you a fire going. Amen. Not much good on a cloudy day. But when you take that magnifying glass and you focus, you got to get it pinpoint to draw all that sun and focus it right there. Bam, you got some heat. And that's what I saw when he was talking about looking unto Jesus. The way Jesus looked, he focused not on problems, but he focused on faith. And when he saw somebody in faith, pow, there's the power. God's burning. See, he's a consuming fire. That a bush can be on fire, but it don't burn up. I mean, that's God. I mean, when he does something in your body, in your life, he burns it out. And it don't hurt you. He focuses on what's wrong and makes it right. And that's what happens when you get born again. When you get born again, God consumes all the junk that was in our life, all the sin, man. It's burned out, gone forever. Forever. That was what separated us from God when we got born again. God made us clean, separated us unto God. That's our spirit, man. That's that spirit man. He can't sin. He can't mess up again bad enough that God would ever say, you're not worthy enough now. Because it's what Jesus did. God's looking at what Jesus did in you. When you get born again, you're born in his image and his likeness. But you will still sin in the flesh. We might as well admit it. We're going to mess up. We're not serving God today or our wife or our children like we should. But guess what? Jesus did. That's where the peace comes in. Reed's getting ready to retire. He's going on the next thing with God. He's got peace about it. Why? Because he's put his trust ain't in riches, in that job. His faith is in God. And because he got born again, he's going to be we're a success going somewhere to succeed. So when you focus on Jesus, and I just put, this came before the focus, but it says, if you mess up, confess up. Not if you mess up, when, because you're going to mess up. We're going to mess up somewhere, right? When you mess up, already have it rehearsed in practice, 1 John 1:9. Confess up. And see, that just blows the devil's mind. That just, I got you. 1 John 1:9, devil. When I mess up, I confess up. And Jesus has already, he's already cleansed me and washed me. He said, now get on down the road. Amen. Mama, when you mess up and spank you, she still loved you. She didn't kick you out the house, right? Now, maybe if you're 21 and you're supposed to be gone, you come home, she might try to kick you out now, but I'm, you know what I mean. That's for your benefit, right? There comes a time where it's time to do what God's called you to do. With everything Mama and Daddy taught you in the Word, now stand. Go out there and stand and be a success. So if you mess up, confess up. And as we're getting ready to pray and conclude, I wanted to just let you know, me and Sherry went and visited Dr. Price and Miss Jean yesterday and took in some cards from school for Christmas. And, yeah, they built a wheelchair ramp. Yeah, he's in a wheelchair. But you know what I saw when I walked in there? I saw a man that's preaching the gospel, because that's what he said he wanted to do. Whether he had to have brain surgery once, twice, whether he's in a wheelchair right now, how does Jesus see him? Read. He sees him preaching the gospel. What will it take? A miracle. Well, hey, we know Jesus. Man, he's the miracle worker. And as we sit there and just reminisced a little bit, you can't go over. It depends on how often you let Miss Jean have a pause. It's hard to get. Unless you want to get something in there, you better be thinking about it. Be strategic about it. When she pauses, that's when you step in and say, okay, Miss Jean, she can carry a conversation for the whole room. That's Miss Jean. You got to know Miss Jean. But there was times there when Gary would try to say something, you know, and he'd lose a little bit and he'd get it back. But there was things he said that I would start the word, because he talked about he's wanting to come off some medicines. They want him to go. He wouldn't come off medicines. I say, a Mary, and he go, heart is like a medicine. See, he knew the word. What am I doing? I'm drawing it out. He knows the word is in there. We just got to get it out. And encourage one another. And I'd give him another scripture and start. This is the victory. 1 John 5:4. That's his keynote scripture. It's on his license plate. He owns it. When you put it on your license plate, that means you own it. That's my word. And see, this is the victory. That's his faith. We got to keep praying for him that he receives what he's believing God for. Should he pass and leave this world, far better. He hasn't lost. So we don't never go down in defeat. We come up with the word. So encourage one another with the word. That's how we stay strong. That's how we stay strong. Amen. And Reed and Tammy, if you'll come up, we're going to pray for you first. We're just going to agree with you. This retirement, just like the service started, there was a calmness in the spirit. I just heard Pastor Reed say, Lord's giving him peace about this. If you guys just come stand up here as a church, we're gonna release our faith for you. And transitioning into transformation, we're going to look at you guys and be like, wow, there it is. There it is, that transformation. Amen. It's going to be like that lighthouse. God's word is like a lighthouse. You're like a big lighthouse. Shining for Jesus, trying to get to all those, the people he's going to bring around you, get them safe out of the storm, bring them to peace, bring them to safety, bring them to Jesus. That's the work he's called you to do, is bring people to Jesus, whether it be years before he comes back. That's what we're going to do. Amen. So, Father, I just thank you right now for Tammy and Miss Reed. Lord, we lift them up before you. Thank you, Father God. What God has put together, no man can destroy or come between this couple. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your anointing that's upon their lives, that's on the inside of them, Lord, that are going to be drawn on that anointing. It's going to destroy every yoke that would try to stand in their way, that would try to hinder them, that Jesus has already saw the end from the beginning. And he has made the way, provided the way, and all the resources that you need is in Jesus. And it's in this earth. And I thank you, Father God, that you provide all the contacts, divine connections that they need to do what you've called them to do. And we give you the praise, Father. We agree as a church right now for that special anointing right now. For that special anointing, that transition into transformation that's taking place.
Yes,
and it's all because of your grace and your goodness. And we're going to see that goodness in the land of the living, in this couple, in this family, more brighter and brighter until you arrive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Lord. And God gets all the glory. Amen. Many, many times in the Word, the Lord would say, fear not. Fear not, nor be dismayed. For the Lord thy God, He has made heaven and earth, and all that is in it. All that is in it is His. Not all that's here in this earth are His, because they haven't called upon Jesus, but all that have called upon His Son are covered by His blood. So don't look to 2019 and be dismayed, but look to 2019 and rejoice, because God has seen 2019, and for His people, He has given us a voice. So He says, rejoice, rejoice with a voice of rejoicing, knowing that Jesus is coming soon, but until then, there's more room. There's more room in Daddy's house. There's more room in Daddy's house. Many rooms yet to be filled, many hearts yet to be revealed. The will of God and the plan of God only if they will just come. So go preach this gospel, this good news in 2019, for it will be glorious in you, around you, among you, and through you. My glory, my goodness shall be seen. It shall be seen. Spend time with me and the world will see. Just spend time with me and they will see.